You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where we talk about how to be truly alpha to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. I always appreciate people listening to my content, listening to my ideas, and maybe even using some of those ideas to deploy the alpha mentality in their own life. I want to just reiterate the reason I'm here. I like to stay true to the purpose of the channel. And before we dive into this topic real quick, I just want to make sure that everyone understands what my goal in life is. You can find this on my website, joshuasegafis.com. This is the whole gig right here. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. Every single day, I am committed 100% to this goal, and my purpose in life is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. So that is what this channel is all about, and if that's what you're about, guess what? You're in the right place. If that's the journey you want to be on, this is the place where you want to be, because this is the journey I'm on, and this is the journey that I'm helping you with by sharing my tips, my tricks, my life experience, my anecdotes, my ideas, the things I learn over the course of my research. Everything involved in the process of living to be truly alpha and to succeed at the things that matter. And I just want to cover something real quick that I don't think is talked about enough. And this is very fitting because on social media, online, you know, haters abound, trolls abound. People will jump out of the woodwork to just say that you are a moron, or to say you're stupid, or to tell you your ideas are dumb. Like, the world is full of negativity, right? I get a certain amount of it on my channels, but, you know, I sometimes play online video games, not very often. It is not very often, but sometimes I play online video games. And the kind of the trolling and the hate and the smack talk that people talk, where they just will tear each other down online on online games, is horrible. The world is so full of miserable, angry people who are just not happy with life. They're not going anywhere hopeful. They give away all of their power to the chaos. They live in true beta mentality. Now, this is pertinent to the alpha journey, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why we're talking about this. But I want to talk about one of the vows. The 18 vows of the Oath of Kings and Queens. This is my personal alpha code. You can find it on my website, joshuasegafis.com. And then if you visit the menu tab option, you will see that it says 18 vows. You can click on that to read my personal alpha code, which I call the Oath of Kings and Queens. Right? We want to live like true kings. We want to live like true queens. These are the oaths that will help you to do that. These are the rules I made for myself when my life was out of control, to help me to put my life back in order, to help stifle the chaos and to create order around my life and energy and destiny. And to this day, I follow these vows every single day, and they have never led me astray. But I want to focus in on, let's see here, I want to find the right one. So the sixth vow of the Oath of Kings and Queens says this: I vow to allow respect and kindness to rule my interactions with others, even if they are my enemies and even as I defeat them in battle. I'm so sorry I cannot talk today. But let me just repeat that one more time. The sixth vow of the Oath of Kings and Queens. I vow to allow respect and kindness to rule my interactions with others, even if they are my enemies, and even as I defeat them in battle. What does this mean? This means that if you truly want to be strong, if you really want to be powerful, you will deploy respect and you will deploy kindness. Because guess what? It's easy to be a jerk. It's easy to be mean to people. It's easy to insult people and to take out your bitterness and your anger on other people, to be aggressive, to try to tear other people down. This is what weak people do. This is not what true alphas do. This is not true alpha behavior. Alpha behavior says, I am strong enough, I'm confident enough, and I'm so assured of my own victory in life that there's no need to tear others down. Even if they're my enemies, I don't have to tear them down. All I have to do is succeed on my own merits as an alpha, and I will allow kindness and respect to rule my actions so that I may live my life above reproach, so that anytime people talk about me, anytime my name is in their mouth, anytime they are thinking to themselves, is he real? You know, is she real? Are they really alpha? Are they really everything they claim to be? You can be above reproach, and then the answer will always be, yeah, you know, they're not mean to anyone. You know, they don't treat other people with disrespect. Honor is a sadly lacking quality in our modern day and age, right? And as alphas, it's in our best interest to uphold our own honor, to treat other people straightforward with respect and kindness, right? There's another, you know, and the same is true, to be honest, the same is true when it comes to honesty, okay? We want to be honest with people. The 10th vow says, I vow to practice honesty and to recognize lies, manipulation, and avoidances for the manifestations of the weaknesses they stem from. Why would we have to lie? Now, I should say in all of this, right? Sometimes, unfortunately, we do have to go to war. Sometimes you may actually have an enemy. Right now, there are wars going on in many different countries across the world. Literally wars where people are killing each other. This is terrible. I hate to even imagine this. I've never been in that kind of scenario before. I've never had to be in a kill or be killed scenario. I was never in the military. I've never been law enforcement, anything like that. So this is an aspect of life that I understand happens, okay? Now, do I believe that you should show kindness and respect to your enemies even on the battlefield? Well, you've got to preserve yourself. You've got to defeat your enemies. But yes, treating your enemies with kindness and respect and human decency, this is something that the United States has stood for, in the sense that, you know, like the idea of not torturing your prisoners, you know, giving them food and water, making sure that they have a place to sleep, making sure that they, you know, are not going to freeze to death or die of a heat stroke in their cell, right? Basic human decency and kindness. This is something that as humans we all recognize. Even prisoners of war should be treated with some level of respect, right? We all agree this. And the reason we agree with this is because we have empathy as humans. And it takes strength to have this kind of empathy. It takes strength to actually live it, all right? Now, another thing that's really important to understand is that when it comes to honesty, there are times when you have to deceive your enemy, okay? That's why there isn't an enemy clause in the 10th vow, okay? The 10th vow simply says, I vow to practice honesty, to recognize lies, manipulation, and avoidances for the manifestations of the weaknesses they stem from. This is about me. I don't want to be weak, right? Why would I lie to someone? Because I'm not strong enough to tell them the truth. Because it's like, a lot of people will say, well, it's just so much trouble if I tell them that, I'll have to explain myself, da-da. No, you don't. You don't have to explain yourself. You have inner strength. You be strong. You be powerful. And then you say your truth and you be ready to walk away if someone can't deal with that. You have control of your own life to the point that you can walk away from any situation, right? There are some situations that are going to be beyond your control probably forever. And that's okay. Sometimes you have to accept those things. For example, I pay taxes. Will I ever be so powerful that I don't have to pay taxes? No, probably not. I will probably always have to pay taxes, but that's okay. I accept that I probably should be honest with the IRS and pay my taxes, and that will keep me out of trouble, and I accept that. But do I have to lie to you know, somebody, you know, if someone tries to tell me what I should be doing in my life, am I going to lie conveniently just to appease them so they'll stop bugging me? No. I'm going to say, well, if they even deserve an answer, if they're trying to critique me or something, then I'm going to tell them the truth straightforward, or I'm going to say, you know what, you don't deserve an answer. You're not important enough in my life that you can command an answer to that question. So we have to be straightforward. We do not want to give our power away willy-nilly. When we lie to people, we give away our power, okay? Now, I kind of went off on a tangent there, talking about the vows, talking about the value of our words, how much power our words carry. When we say things, we're either doing one or two things. We are either securing our own power in our alpha alignment, or we are giving it away to someone else. Always. There is always, when we're making a statement, when we're telling someone something, when we are treating them good or bad, when we're treating them with respect or disrespect, when we're lying or telling the truth. Sorry, my phone rang. No matter what the situation is, either we're going to be giving away our power or we're going to be keeping it inside of ourselves, reclaiming it from the chaos, okay? And I want to talk for a moment about speaking hope into the world, okay? And as I said in the beginning of this podcast, a lot of people will say disrespectful things, comments, rude comments, hateful comments on social media. Back when I was a beta, I used to leave hateful comments too. I used to leave rude comments. Why? Because I was upset, because I was not happy with myself. The only kind of people who spread negativity are negative people who feel negativity inside, okay? You don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Instead of spreading any kind of negativity, we need to spread hope in this world. Hope is what alphas create. Alphas do not create a tyrannical bullying tribe. They do not create a culture of tearing other people down. They do not create a culture of just being negative to people and calling them names and just degrading them to make themselves feel better. That is beta nonsense. What alphas do is they spread hope. They make sure that when they speak, their words are having the effect that matters most. And here's the thing. If you do need to tell somebody that they're wrong, if you need to challenge someone, you do it respectfully. In fact, what I've gotten into the habit of doing, if I need to tell someone they're wrong, or I need to correct someone, or I need to disagree with them, what I'll say is, I have to respectfully challenge that. And I'll do it with calm voice, and I'll say it. I haven't always done this perfectly. I've learned this through experience. I have made mistakes in this in the past. And this is partly why I'm telling you this. So many people could benefit if those of us who professed to be of alpha mentality would start spreading hope and positivity and encouragement, being true leaders to lift the world up instead of pushing other people down or beating on them or berating them or just putting them down with our words. I will preach this message until I am just dead and in the ground because it's so fundamentally important. If you are not strong enough to spread positivity, if you're so weak that negativity is the only thing that can come out of your mouth, then keep your mouth shut. That's all there is to it. You're not strong enough to speak and be heard by anyone and be taken seriously. And that's my view on it. That doesn't mean we can't critique things. That doesn't mean you can't call out nonsense. But when we do it, there's a difference between calling out nonsense, speaking truth that's hard to hear, doing it respectfully, and tearing someone down. If I say to you, with respect, I have to say, I disagree with your opinion. I think that it is wrong, and here's why. This is much different than saying, you moron, you're a waste of time, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 right? It's so important that we keep this in mind as alphas. And I'm so passionate about this because every single day, I see people hurt by other people carelessly throwing negativity around, carelessly throwing the words around like weak, truly weak, pathetic betas. And this gets me riled up. because humans need hope. Humans need hope so that they know that there's a reason to wake up tomorrow, so that they know there's a reason to continue to work on themselves, so they know there's a reason to keep going to the gym, to keep taking care of their families, to keep speaking their truth, to keep trying to help the world to make it a better place. We must spread this message of hope and positivity, alphas. This is non-negotiable. It's unconscionable to tear other people down. There is no, absolutely no excuse. Okay? We can respectfully debate. We can be strong enough to stand our ground and respectfully challenge ideas without tearing people down. We can do that. And we need to do that. And it needs to start now, today. So, I'm going to challenge you. I challenge myself with this every day when I read the 18 vows, and I'm going to challenge you. The sixth vow, read it. I vow to allow respect and kindness to rule my interactions with others, even if they are my enemies and even as I defeat them in battle. I challenge you to let this resonate with you. I challenge you to uphold this. I challenge you to treat this as truth in your life and to live it every single day powerfully. To use your strength to lift others up and to protect those that you care about. To give hope to those who feel downtrodden, who may feel left out, who may feel like, you know, they don't know if they can make it, who may not believe in themselves, to lift them up instead of talking down to people and being rude and nasty, either online or in person, doesn't matter. Because no matter where you put your words, they have power and value. Or, well, they have some kind of value, negative or positive. But what you want is for them to have a positive value, all right? And that was what I'm passionate about today because it's so important. And I value the human condition so much. Like, humans need hope to keep living. And I cannot stress that enough. So make it happen. Make it so, alphas. Take that mandate upon your shoulders and carry it. Be proud of the fact that we get to spread positivity and light in the world. We get to lift other people up. We get to be so strong that we get to help support other people. What a fantastic way to use your life energy. What a fantastic way to leave a lasting legacy of greatness. You never know when you might lift someone up who, because you were there for them, will change the world, and that legacy will be on your shoulders and you will be to thank for that. Regardless of who knows it or not, that is still a legacy. It matters, ladies and gentlemen, so let's make it happen. All right, that's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.